This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, you can give us a call right now, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Class Financial. Don't forget, on today's program, we will do a Kloss Quiz Question Week like we do each and every week. This week, another fantastic prize brought to you by our friends from Kloss Financial, a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial. And their telephone number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, how are you guys doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Good to talk with you. CJ, Malia, how are you?
Great. Loving the short days, right?
It's a little different, isn't it? There's something weird about the sun going down at 4 o'clock. But for those of us who get up, go to bed at 7 and get up at 3 a.m., it's actually kind of nice. So there's always a bright spot with all this stuff. We've got a really good show this week. We're going to talk about tax planning tips, of course, as we're getting into that tax filing season and getting prepared not only for this year, but also looking ahead to next year. We'll do all of that. As I mentioned, of course, CJ and Malia are here to help you and answer your question. All you got to do is give us a call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Before we start this week's conversation, as mentioned, Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll do another one this week. But before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer there as well.
Yes, so we had a lot of people perk up when they heard that they could maybe start receiving Social Security and their full retirement benefits. So last week's question was, according to Social Security, if you're born after 1960, your full retirement age is what? We asked the multiple choice, 62, 67, or 72 years of age. And John of Sun Prairie had the correct answer, so congratulations to him. If you were born after 1960, your full retirement age, according to Social Security, is age 67. So mark that down so you know when you can start collecting the big money.
Counting that days backwards, counting them down as we speak. Good work, John. You two can be like John. We'll do another Kloss Quiz Question Week coming up a little bit later on in the program. So we're going to be talking about some year-end tax planning tips, of course, to end this year strong. And, of course, getting ready to prepare and get that filing ready for 2020. And, of course, looking ahead to the next year as well, aren't we?
We are, and I feel like it was just yesterday that we were talking about the close of 2019. So this is bizarre to me to be talking about. Be talking about the end of 2020, but here we go. Yes, this has been an interesting year in regards to our income taxes for sure. But let's start with a look at the number of people who filed income taxes here in the U.S. For 2019. So in 2019, for the 2019 tax year in 2020, which is when you file your taxes for the prior year, over 143 million, actually to be specific, 143,906,000 American adults filed taxes. Wow. That's a lot of people. There's a reason the IRS has to have a bunch of people working there. But another interesting fact is in 2018, the average American family in the middle 20% of income earners paid $15,748 in taxes to federal, state, and local governments. This includes direct taxes such as income taxes as well as indirect taxes like payroll taxes. Now, for some of you, you might be scratching your heads, especially if there's any CPAs listening to us. Because we're talking in 2018 and we're talking the middle and we're talking all of those taxes. CPAs who listen to us probably know that about 40 to 47% of Americans pay no federal income tax. Let me repeat that. 40 to 47% of Americans actually pay no federal income tax. But when you look at all of the taxes that they pay, again, federal, state, local governments, think property taxes, FICA, all that stuff, it was about $15,748 with the average for the middle 20% of Americans. So it's kind of interesting. You'll hear these numbers thrown around, and unless you really understand taxes, you can be left scratching your head. As a matter of fact, there was somebody who said, you know, I finally figured out that I paid no federal income tax this year, but between my property taxes and sales taxes on things that I buy, I think I contributed plenty to society. And I tended to agree with that individual. But a special note, some people received stimulus payments back in the spring and summer due to the CARES Act. And if you did receive that, that is not income taxable to our understanding. So you don't have to worry about paying income tax on that. And then, of course, some people also received higher unemployment payments in 2020. And from our understanding, that income is taxable. That was that extra $600 a week, again, due to the CARES Act while people were unemployed due to the coronavirus. And in 2020, our income tax deadline was extended. Well, I should say for the 2019 tax year, which was being taken care of in 2020, the tax filing deadline was extended from April 15th to July 15th. And again, this was a direct byproduct of the coronavirus. But in 2021, for the 2020 tax year that we're in right now, as of today at least, the tax filing deadline is still Thursday, April 15th. So we have not heard that there will be any extension for the tax year 2020. And a disclaimer, listen, we're financial planners. We don't file income taxes for our clients. However, we work with a lot of good accountants who do, and we have to go through quite rigorous tax training to be able to do what we do. And so I would just suggest anybody who's listening to us, don't jump out and take action on the things that we're saying. Instead, hear them, recognize them, and then go speak to your personal accountant about how these things impact you. So a couple of ideas, and I'll stop rambling, I promise. A couple of ideas. If you haven't already done so, create a 2020 tax file. So listen, I personally am a little bit of a nerd about this. Malia is as well. But it's not that difficult, whether it be a physical folder in your office or an electronic folder on your computer network. Just create a 2020 tax folder. And as you do charitable donations, drop it in there. As you do, as you get a tax return document, a 1099, a W-2, just drop them all in there. And then it's pretty simple. You just compare what you got this year to what you had in the 2019 file from the prior year. And if there's anything you don't have from the prior year, then you should stop and say, hey, is there a reason I don't? And then if there's anything extra, you should pause and say, oh, did I miss it from last year? So you're just doing a comparison year over year. It'll help you to fill in any holes in case there's any document that you didn't get. And just remember, a lot of these things are being offered now online. And so sometimes people will miss two or three of their 1099s because they accidentally signed up for online delivery of it. And if you just compare to the prior years, it's an easy way to make sure nothing's slipping through the cracks. The final thing here is W-2s and 1099 forms that you'll receive at the end of the year are usually coming in January, February, March. So you do want to be careful just trying to jump in too rapidly to do your tax return before you've confirmed that you've got everything. But some of the most common documents are 1099s, 1099 DIV, 1099R for distributions from retirement accounts, and W-2s. So just be on the lookout for all those docs.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you conversation appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Or if you have questions, love to get you on the air right now with Malia and CJ at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And along these lines, CJ, as you were talking there about having that folder, and every year I always gaze at my wife's accordion folder and I say, what is that thing? And she reminds me that's where she keeps all of our tax information. But in there, she also keeps a little list from the previous year that the tax preparer gives her of what goes in there. And that's an important thing as well, is to have that list of what to expect.
Absolutely. Yes. So again, if you just compare to the prior year, that's one great way to do it. But this also gets to who's doing your taxes.
Yes.
So we encourage you, again, create the folder no matter who's doing your taxes. This is a simple thing to do. And this is adulting. I think that's the term the kids use now, right? They use quotations. They're adulting. So adult and create the folder. Very easy. As you do tax deductible things or as you get tax documents, just throw them in there and then probably put a little marker on your calendar come March 1st to make sure that you start the process of filing your taxes. But we're big fans of people using professionals in this area. And again, we don't have any people who file taxes on our team, so there's no self-service in this. But we would say don't be afraid of paying the few hundred dollars to have a professional file your taxes for you. As a matter of fact, for some, it's fine. Use TurboTax, use H&R Block, use the free offering from the IRS. We're fine with you doing it, but my comment to you would be, every time I talk to people who do their own taxes, it's usually one of these things of, yeah, I do it, I save a few hundred dollars, but gosh, I'm stressed for like 2 weeks leading up to it. Mm. And I go, well, I feel really good about stroking that $250 check to, you know, to get my taxes done, because I know it's done right. I know they're liable for, you know, for any sort of audit that would occur to me. So we would encourage you to consider a professional, unless, again, unless you're very confident with it and it doesn't stress you out.
Really good stuff. I know a lot of us, too, right now, this time of year, are with open enrollment and other things going on. We're kind of going through the deductions and other things when it comes to our paychecks and our salaries. Is it as we're kind of looking at those things, is it too late to start adding a little money, extra money into the 401k for 2020?
Yeah, so great question. So you do have you know, most likely that if you're working right now, you do have a few paychecks left till the end of the year. So, but time's running out, so you want to look at that carefully. So looking at your retirement accounts, whether it be a 401k or 403b at work, remember you could only add pre-tax money through that direct contribution, which would be through your payroll check. And so just remember these numbers. Your total contribution allowed in 2020 is $19,500 if you're under the age of 50. If you're over that, you can add another additional $6,500. So for the total contribution of $26,000. So we do have people towards the end of the year and actually into January ask us, can I just write a check and drop it into my 401k? And unfortunately, you cannot do that. It has to come through via your payroll deduction. However, if you're planning to make that IRA contribution, you do have until April 15th of next year to make additional contributions. So, you know, one thing we always like to point out is if you're not, and I run into this at least once a month, people tell me, I don't put any money into my 401k. Oh. And I go, is there a match? And they tell me, well, I think there is, and that's when we just scratch our head, because you're missing out, folks. We can't give you free money like your employer can if they're offering a match. So you'd really want to check on your 401k plan, find out if there is a match, and start putting money into it. One thing we find is in retirement, no one ever says they've put away too much money. So let's try to get it in before the end of the year if possible.
Take that advice for the people who know they do this each and every day. They're meeting with people each and every day. And when you hear something like that, that should be a word to the wise. Never, never, ever hesitate to put money away and save money, whether it's for your retirement or other things. Saving is always a great thing. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk a little bit more about tax season. Is there software available out there? Is there anything recommended? And of course, we'd love to hear from you this morning on Money in Motion. Telephone number to get on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number at the office, don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. That telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial. I mentioned the website earlier, klausfinancial.com. Really cool website. You can learn more about the different divisions at Klaus Financial, how they can help you or if you're an employer when it comes to things like 401k and retirement planning. A great option as well on the website, if you scroll down, you can get connected with Klaus Financial, get the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. As a matter of fact, from that most recent one, you can go back and listen to years and years. How many years, by the way, do either of you guys know how many years have we been doing this? It's been, let's see.
I think we're working on about 10.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think a decade.
That is awesome. We're going to have to look to know for sure, and we'll have to celebrate when we hit that decade. But you can go back and listen to all those previous shows, podcasts at Klaus Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. So talking about taxes this morning, and talked a little bit earlier about maybe using a professional, and there's also some great software out there. And some folks are do-it-yourselfers. Maybe they've got maybe simpler tax situations. Are there taxes software out there? Any recommendations you guys have for that software?
Yeah, I mean, CJ alluded to some of the programs that are out there. And I think really the name of our show today should be Plan Ahead, okay? Yes. That's really what we're talking about doing. So you want to acquaint yourself if you are thinking about doing your own taxes, if they're fairly simple. Many people use TurboTax, H&R Block, TaxSlayer. There's a whole host of them. But you can also go directly to the IRS website and work with their IRS Free File program. So what Free File does, it's a partnership between a public-private partnership between the IRS and certain software companies that prepare help you prepare your income tax filing for free. If your income is $69,000 or below, you can actually do it through an H&R Block partnership that they have for you. That's free for federal filing. If you're above $69,000 of income, there is some cost involved. But they make it fairly simple. They connect you to that, and they offer fillable forms for you, and you can again pick an option based on your income. So what's nice about the tax software, whichever kind you use, is usually it'll give you the forms pertinent to your situation. It'll ask you enough questions so that as you're going through it, they'll prompt you to accept another form and start filling that out. So I would say, you know, tread carefully, as CJ said. Don't be silly and try to save a buck when, you know, perhaps an accountant could actually save you a lot more finding deductions for you. But for a lot of people, this might be the right answer. Just understand there are a host of different 1099 forms. If you worked as an independent contractor and earned more than $600 last year in rent or compensation, you do need to file 1099. If you earned dividends from your stock portfolio last year, you're going to need a 1099 for that. And then 1098 forms for interest deductions. So again, kind of comparing what you got last year, as CJ said, making sure that what changed, do you need that form or not? Just be very, very careful. But again, these different software companies have figured out pretty much what forms you're going to need. But again, it's on your reputation here, on your onus. If in fact you make an error, you want to make sure you're doing it right.
You want to be careful with that. My understanding is the IRS isn't always, oh, that's cool when it comes
to it. Yeah, yeah. We want to be very, very careful. Yeah,
exactly. Great guidance as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. That number, 442-5637. One of the things I think a lot of people also wonder is, do I have to? Does everyone have to file the tax return?
Yeah, great question. The answer is no, to be direct. There are situations where you don't need to file. The IRS considers your age, your filing status, and your income to determine if you need to file a tax return. And if you did or didn't have any income, then you probably don't need to file a tax return, but it would still be worth discussing that with your tax preparer just to be sure. You also don't want to leave potential losses on the table. So a lot of times people think, oh, no income this year, no need to file a tax return. And then you say, yeah, but you sold that rental property for a loss, right? And so sometimes it's just worth, again, glancing at it, having a professional who you trust ask you a few questions just to make sure that there's no reason for you to file a return. But as long as you don't have a type of income that requires you to file a return for other reasons, such as like self-employment and income, generally, you don't need to file a return as long as your income is less than your standard deduction. Now, remember, as part of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act through President Trump, the standard deduction was doubled. And so the standard deduction is pretty high. But for example, in 2020, you don't need to file a tax return if all of the following are true for you. If you're under the age of 65, if you're single, and if you earn less than $12,400, which is the 2020 standard deduction. So there's an example. But again, between you and me, I'm acting like this is between you and me, between you just and us. Everybody else yeah. listening on here, right? Just us, just all the thousands of people listening right now. I would always check this with my accountant. I would never question that. I would just kind of say, hey, here's my situation. Here's a few things. Is it still true that I don't need to file taxes? So there you go.
Great advice there. And of course, a good piece of guidance as well. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaas Financial online. Their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll talk a little bit about some ideas for putting that tax plan together. Also, if you may need to extend taxes for next year, what you need to know, we will do that, as well as the Klaas Quiz Question Week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about them online. Their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. A couple of things to touch on before we get to the Klaas Quiz Question Week. One is, of course, changes. Spouses pass away, divorces happen. What is needed to kind of the understanding there? What do we need to do different when it comes to filing taxes in those situations?
Yeah, changes to your filing status are really important. So if you got married, had a child, went through a divorce, all of those are catalysts for you to make sure you go ahead and talk to a professional or file a tax return. So the big key there is major changes in your life, even like purchasing a home, major changes in your life are going to really require you to hit the pause button and probably jump and file a tax return, or at least talk to a professional to make sure you know what to do.
Very good stuff. And then finally, extensions, obviously planning, all the best planning. Sometimes, as we just talked about, things can happen. What do people need to know if they're looking to file an extension for next year? What's some of the guidance there?
Yes. Yeah, so you want to make sure that you plan ahead. That's really what we're suggesting today. So calling your accountant ahead of time, trying to get on their schedule. And even if you don't have all the tax documents yet, believe it or not, they will help you kind of prepare for that. However, remember this, if you try to rush it and you file too soon before you have all your documents in order, then you're probably going to have to do an amended, which just, amended return, which just, screws everything up. So we would prefer that if necessary, you do file an extension. It doesn't mean that taxes that are owed are not due, but it just means that you're going to file correctly. So whether it be yourself or with your accountant, just understand that you can file an extension, which pushes the deadline back six months. But again, if taxes are owed, it doesn't mean you get a free card. keep that in mind.
Great guidance there as well. CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website with a lot of great information about Klaas Financial. And don't forget as well to make an appointment with Klaas. It's not going to cost you a thing. That first appointment at Klaas Financial is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also going to hold on to that telephone number. Time now for the Klaas Quiz Question Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. This week's Klaas Quiz Question Week is this: how many Americans filed tax returns in 2020 for the 2019 tax year? Was it A, over 140 million, or B, over 250 million. Telephone number, 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. Don't forget as well, that is Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637, and online, klaasfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out with you guys. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care. Dr. Nicole Hemkiss comes your way next, right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.